Correspondent Anna King is based in the Tri-Cities. On Wednesday morning, June 3rd, she felt fine. Then fever came on like a train, 104 degrees. She feared she had COVID-19. Early Saturday, she headed to the ER and started a diary.
Body aches, nausea, things are a blur. It's hard to breathe. It's hard to think. My husband stops the car outside of the neon-lit front doors. He's not allowed in the hospital. I want to kiss and hug him. I'm not sure I'll ever see him again. I have trouble walking from weakness and from fear. They lead me to a room and post a sign warning possible COVID on the glass window. I wait for what feels like 20 minutes, then a young doctor and nurse wearing full masks, face shields, gowns, and gloves enter. I start to cry. I tell them I'm scared. They give me an EKG, listen to my heart and lungs. The doctor isn't reassuring. My throat is swollen, my chest tight, but he says I'm getting enough oxygen. You're fine for now, he says. Go home, he says. They call. It's a shock to hear it out loud. I'm COVID positive, but I haven't been anywhere in months. I fill out forms, doctor's notes, HR paperwork. You get 14 days leave. But COVID isn't a 14-day problem. I'm exhausted. It takes a week to finish the forms. One day, I wake up puking 7 to 8 times, dizzy. Back to the ER. They think it's my inner ear.
Like calcifications that build up in there.
From the virus.
And every once in a while, one of those will break off.
They give me 3 meds. The dizziness wanes, but the fever comes back. It comes every day. Mostly, I lie still and listen to TV. I close my eyes and let the property brothers blither.
Here you have a guest room.
Oh, this is great to have this bedroom on the first floor.
One day on Twitter, I see a photo of blackened lungs. Headline, permanent damage. So scary. I have no control. The doctors say I'm a long hauler. They think I'll be sick another 3 weeks. Loneliness is the hardest part for me. My husband and I social distance inside the house. We talk from adjacent rooms or text each other, but we can't touch. 5 weeks out, I'm still trapped inside this comfortable prison. I feel like Rapunzel, but I'm not on a ventilator. At night, I can't breathe. My heart races, and my lungs feel so tight. When I lie down, I panic. People bring sunflowers, strawberries, sausages, pies, Grubhub certificates. They send cards, emails, texts. One friend drops off a tiny plastic cowboy and his horse. So much love. The fever keeps coming back. My doctor says I have to hit normal 3 days in a row, but I can't. I'm ready to jump in a lake, go camping, Zoom with my friends. Today, I sorted Tupperware, matching lids to bottoms, knowing the fever will probably come back in an hour or two. I made it to the stop sign at the end of the block today. Chest heaving, pain in my lungs. They feel like concrete, but it's a victory. I'm grateful my body is healing. I'm grateful my family is okay. But it's been 6.5 weeks now. And then I make it, 3 days in a row with no fever. I'm back. I'm Anna King.
Anna is now back to reporting, working from home part-time, and hoping to get back to full-time when she's fully recovered.